Welcome to Kidney Talk, a program of Renal Support Network, a show that streams health, happiness, and hope to the kidney community. You can download all Kidney Talk shows from iTunes and find a variety of resources to help you navigate this illness at rsnhope.org. Please welcome your host, Lori Hartwell, who has lived with kidney disease since the age of 2.
Well, welcome to Kidney Talk, everyone. I'm delighted to be here today because we are starting doing a video cast for Kidney Talk. No longer a podcast, a video cast. And it's a little bit more fun because you can see our expressions, our smiles. And, you know, it's more fun to see people in person, but video has to do. So today we're going to be speaking to an amazing woman. Her name is Dr. Betty Mashek. She's a doctor of psychology. And she's going to tell us a little bit about how she learned she had chronic kidney disease. And, you know, when you're a doctor of psychology, you want to know why things work, how to fix them. And I think that makes a lot of sense. So I'm anxious to hear her story. So welcome to the show, Dr. Betty.
Thank you so much, Laurie. It's great to be here. Good to see you.
Well, tell us a little bit, how did you learn you had chronic kidney disease?
About 4 years ago, I went into my doctor's office, and let me preface all of this by saying that I am not a native of this area in Louisiana. All of my educational work, all of my background had been done in Arizona. So I come to Louisiana, and I don't have the medical facilities that I had where I was before. So I have been here several years and found a doctor that I really liked and went in to see my CBC. And she said, she walked in and looked at the computer and she said, "Oh my goodness, your numbers, you have chronic kidney disease." And I said, "Chronic kidney disease? What do you mean?" I had never heard of chronic kidney disease. I knew I had kidneys, but I had never heard that. So she said, it looks like that. But we're going to work this out. We're gonna help you. I was devastated, absolutely devastated.
And what did she mean by work with you?
That was a question that I wanted to ask also. I said, what are we going to do? What can I do? What can I do? I mean, chronic kidney disease. My mind went to a relative of mine that's on dialysis. And I thought, oh my gosh, that was what I first thought of. That's my fear really started to rise. And I thought, I can't have kidney disease. So when she said, we're going to work with you, she said, you go home and, you know, just we're going to watch it. And that's what she said.
So, you know, this is a common problem because people are given a diagnosis and they're not given any ways to be able to help it or understand it. And of course, diet is a big issue. A lot of things are a big issue. But did she tell you what was causing your kidney decline?
She did not tell me what was causing because I did not have diabetes. I did not have high blood pressure. And having really researched now, I understand that those are two factors that really play into chronic kidney disease. But then as I researched it, Lori, I found out that the things that I was doing early on when I had a pain here and a pain there, over-the-counter drugs, over-the-counter, like aspirin.
So non-steroidal medication.
Absolutely.
Yeah, people aren't aware of that. And so when did you start, like what kinds of pains did you have and how often were you taking the medication?
Whenever I had a headache, I took Aleve or an aspirin or whatever. When I had when my knees started to bother me early on, and you know, I was like in my late 50s, early 60s, my knees started hurting, you know, cramping and hurting. And I began to take over-the-counter medication for that. And I took it on a regular basis. Whenever there was, you know, a problem, I took it. And I've come to realize that that was probably the start of my kidney disease.
Well, and one other thing that's interesting I'd like to know is what is your GFR?
My GFR right now is 66.
And when you found out, what was it?
It was 41.
Wow. So you really made a difference.
I have really worked to make a difference.
Well, and I want to get into some of the things that you did in a second, but I think one of the things I think listeners want to know is, can we ask your age?
Laurie, I am 86 years old. I should say 87 because my birthday is next week. I'm 87 years old.
I don't know. 87 is the new 67. That's all I can say because you look amazing. And,
Thank you. You
know, one of the things that people aren't often told is your kidneys actually decline as you age, like your eyes. And there's just an actual progression of things getting old and tired. So that could be a factor in the fact that you can change habits to reverse the progression of aging. Not a disease. I mean, it's when you have high blood pressure and diabetes, if you do not manage that, it's yes. going to just push you. I mean, you have to manage those. So tell us how you went. So I know the story. You went to Dr. Google.
Yes, I did. I went to Dr. Google and I began to research and find out that, first of all, I needed to develop a plan. And that plan for me was to just stay active. I had already been walking 2 miles a day. And I added to that water aerobics. I realized that my meal planning had to be different, that my self-care had to be different, my mental health, and I had to include my family. Those were the issues that I really started to develop in terms of my plan. I had to come away. And as I watched, when I went online, I found that there were many people that had ideas about, you know, kidney disease. But I couldn't take everybody's. I had to really look at the research and I had to really understand what were the things that really I could do to make my kidney better.
Yes. You don't drink tea and make your kidney better. I can tell you that right now. It'll cost you some money and it might actually harm you because people take advantage of people who are looking for cures to, yes. you know, make themselves better. So you came across a product called Renadil. And we want to talk a little bit about that today because it's a probiotic and dietary supplement. And it's formulated for kidney health. And, you know, we're learning so much about the gut and the bacteria in the gut and how it leaks uremic toxins and wastes and, you know, all the different aspects. And then it, you know, it helps the urine and creatinine and goes directly to the bowel and then into, you know, could get into your urine and your blood. And, you know, it's very, very complicated. But, uh-huh. you know, science is learning more about how the gut and how you take food in. And we did a previous interview on this subject. It's fascinating. So tell us a little bit about that and how you came across this probiotic.
This probiotic, Renadil, saved my life. Let me tell you, I was online looking and searching, and I came across a podcast by James, a person who's Dad Vice TV. He was talking about his, you know, how he helped his kidney get better and better. And he held up a bottle and it said Renadil. I found out that this probiotic was made especially for kidney. And there I had not seen any other research proven research that said that it was made just for kidney. So I began to take Renadil. And for 3 months, I took Renadil. And Lori, let me tell you, I went from a 40-ish, 41 to a 66 in 3 months. I couldn't believe it. So that has, and that's why I say that Renadil saved my life, because that was one of the factors in terms of really, really getting better, getting healed. And if I had known at 60 years old, because my kidney was not 100%, I would have started taking it then without knowing that, you know, without a diagnosis.
Well, and, you know, it's interesting because one of the things that you said is, I don't know about you, but in addition to having a medication, you had hope. And hope is a powerful drug, because when you have hope that you feel like you're doing something to make you better, it just makes your mental health everything. And, you know, I've read up on this drug. I mean, it's not a drug, excuse me. It's a probiotic. It's not, you know, it's a different class of drugs. And right. It's interesting to me because, you know, it's used for chronic kidney disease. It's not specified for people who have a transplant yet because the studies haven't been done and they don't know if it'll mess with the medication. So you have to really ask your doctor about it. But it seemed to make a difference for some people. And I mean, you know, it's you know, I'm always with, well, I'll try anything. I'll try anything. You know, so it is. And it's the fact that your GFR went from 40 to 60, you know, it's like if there's no other factors, maybe that was the thing that did it.
Absolutely.
Well, tell us, let's talk about the cash. So did insurance pay for it? I mean, a lot of times they only pay for, you know, things that are prescribed. This is, you know, something that you can just buy on your own. So how did that work for you?
This was completely out of pocket. Insurance does not pay for my insurance would not pay for Renadil. I inquired about it and they would not pay for Renadil. But, you know, I decided that this is going to make me better. It's going to make me feel better. It's going to make me have a positive attitude. It's going to heal me. So
it make your kidney happier, possibly, right? Because of the fact that, you know, uremia is something that we're all learning about. And, you know, I think the future science is about gut health and how it impacts. I was learning something about peanut allergies and how that's caused a lot by gut health. And I mean, anyways, I'm digressing, but I think it's really important because, you know, we don't know what we don't know. And, you know, doctors are practicing, it's a medical practice. And so, you know, what we were doing 30 years ago is much different than we're doing now. So we have to push our doctors to learn stuff too. We need to talk to them about this and suggest, you know, what are some other ways in addition to like managing your diet and exercising. And I would also say probably managing your sodium a little bit, too. That's always a good thing. But one question I have for you is, you know, and I don't want to go out and scare everybody to not take, you know, any type of, you know, non-steroidal medication. But I do think it's also a cautionary tale for people about you were having these pains as you got, you know, we all get pains as we get a little older, but that, you know, we can't take over-the-counter medicine continuously like that for pain. We have to address what the pain is. So I didn't know if you had any comments about that, because I bet you were very surprised that, you know, taking non-steroidal medication could have had an impact in your kidney decline. And I had a friend who had kidney failure from taking too many of them. And that was the cause. So we have to be aware of this stuff.
And in addition to that, like you said, we have to help our doctors. Now, my nephrologist is a very, very kind man. He went to school the same year I was born. But he knows nothing about Renadil. So I decided one day when I went to see him that I was going to talk to him about Renadil and talk to him about my progress, because he said, you don't really need to come see me anymore because you're doing really well. And I said, have you heard of Renadil? And he said, Renadil. And I said, pull it up on your computer. And he pulled it up on his computer. And I thought, at my age, you know, I can just tell him. So anyway, he pulled it up.
Respect your elders.
Yeah. And he said, oh, okay. And I said, well, would you start telling your patients about Lenadiol? And he said, well, that's very interesting. And, you know, so I mean, conversation after conversation like this with our nephrologists, to me, is very important because it gets the word out. If people don't know, Lori, there are so many people. My beautician called me a couple of weeks ago, and she said, I have a client that just got diagnosed with CKD. She said, would you mind talking to her? And I said, yeah. She was so fearful. I have the same fears that she had.
We heard all the time.
Knew nothing about how to really develop a plan and take care of yourself. So yeah, you're right.
Well, and we get that consistently at RSN, or, you know, when I'm working at my studio in boutique in Burbank, that, you know, people come in, they're like, I was just diagnosed with chronic kidney disease. And you know, they're like a deer in the headlights.
Yes.
And they're afraid and they don't know. And all they think about is what you thought about. And, you know, we give the diagnosis without, you know, a plan of action. Or, you know, one friend makes a difference, I always say, is you could talk to somebody else who's living in the same situation, and then you could discover and, you know, communicate about ways that, I mean, I really appreciate you for being an advocate and get and being, you know, I'm going to give you some kudos for being 87 and setting up a whole video podcast. So all you youngins out there, I don't want to hear anything when we call you.
I am. I'm excited about it. I'm really, really excited about it. And it's going to come out pretty soon.
Well,
conversation, kidney conversations with Dr. B.
Well, and I think it's really important to be able to, you know, it's a host of things you do when you have chronic kidney disease, from diet to exercise. You got to find things to keep your mental health and look for solutions. And Lenadiol may be one of them. And you know, research other medications you're taking and talk to your doctor. Have them do a medication reconciliation. I mean, sometimes we go to different doctors and they're giving us different drugs. And you know, so it's really important to be your own advocate. So
yes.
Thank you so much,
yes.
So much, Dr. B. And I look forward to, you know, seeing you in the future.
Thank you so much, Lori. It's been a great, great pleasure being with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Kidney Talk, a program of Renal Support Network. Please make sure to find us on Facebook or sign up for our newsletter at rsnhope.org. Kidney Talk is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment from your physician. Always seek the advice of your own healthcare provider regarding your medical condition.